Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today I have my NFL legend video. It's Dexter Manley, by way of Oklahoma State. Defensive end of Washington Redskins. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner, and I want to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. Dexter Manley, defensive end, Washington Redskins. I guess a lot of people are asking me, well, Vincent, why are you doing Dexter Manley as one of your NFL legends? Well, I tell you why. I think he was very underrated as a football player in the NFL. And don't get me wrong, Dexter Manley had his issues. No question about it. But when you look at overall, this guy might have been one of the most athletic football players to play the DN position in the National Football League. And the one thing to take away from this in his career, he had 97.5 sacks, two-time Super Bowl champion, one fumble return for a touchdown, and then in 1986, the only year he made the Pro Bowl, he had 18.5 sacks. And then the previous year, he made 15 sacks. And I would tell all the young defensive linemen or edge rushers that's coming into this draft, Mr. Aiden Hutchinson, Mr. Jermaine Johnson, Mr. Kayvon Thibodeau, and Mr. Trayvon Walker, y'all need to be watching the film of this young man when he was at Oklahoma State and when he was with the Washington Redskins. See, when they mentioned DNs rushing the passer, back in the day, people would mention Deacon Jones, Carl Eller, Claude Humphrey, L.C. Greenwood, Jack Youngblood, Fred Dean, even Michael Strahan and Bruce Smith. But I promise you, if this young man wouldn't have the issues he had, Dexter Manley could have been easily at the top of the list. Young man out of Houston, Texas, out of one of the most prestigious high schools, Yates High School, that produced Debbie Allen, Santana Dawson, Roland Martin, Reggie Phillips, John Roper, Ricky Winslow, and Michael Young, five slammer jammer. So he came from an area that had a lot of pride and dignity. Kudos to H-Town, Yates High School, for producing Dexter Manley. But I tell you, the first knowledge that I knew of Dexter Manley, and I seen him play up close and personal. I was a sophomore in Little Rock Memorial Stadium, Arkansas, playing Oklahoma State, 1979. Oklahoma State coached by the great Jimmy Johnson. And that Oklahoma State team had a pretty good defense that year. John Coker, Greg Hill, Ricky Young, Curtis Boone, Greg Johnson. But they had this one player that caught my eye that night. And Arkansas had a pretty good offensive team that year. They had Gary Anderson, who was doing this thing as a true freshman, Darryl Bowles out of Brownsville, Tennessee, Roland Sales, James Tolbert. On the outside, they had Bobby Duckworth, 6'6", receiver, who ended up going on playing the San Diego Chargers. But there was a guy who was playing DN, sometime lying on the line of scrimmage. He seemed like he was making plays all night. But what really caught my eye are this special, special athlete. He played on the kickoff team. And he played on the punt team. Literally, he was a runner going down on punts. There was two plays in that game. And I said, and I turned to my roommate, Victor Moss, out of Magnolia, Arkansas. I said, that guy right there is going to be a player at the next level. I seen him run down Bobby Duckworth. And I seen him run down Gary Anderson on the screen. And I mean, this kid was about 6'3", 255. And at the time he was put together, that guy was Dexter Manley, Oklahoma State Cowboys' finest. Then I followed him. And then in the 1981 NFL draft, as the legend Bobby Butler says, the greatest of all time, he was in that draft, 25th selection overall, first round pick by the Atlanta Falcons. That guy went fifth in the fifth round. And I said, oh, my God, something's wrong with that. Then he went to the Redskins. They had a pretty good draft. They had Mark May, first-round pick, Russ Grimms, Hall of Famer, second round, Charlie Brown out of South Carolina State, eighth round, Dale Grant, another Texan, by way of Rice in the ninth round. But Dexter Manley went the fifth round. And I said to myself, he's going to make an impact in the National Football League. Following his rookie season, the next year in 82 in the strike-shortened season, Dexter Manley came alive. Number 72 was a punt team, the guy going down on punts. But the play that's going to always stick in my heart, and to all the DNs and speed rushers that's going into the draft, Mr. Aiden Hutchinson, Mr. Kayvon Thibodeau, Mr. Jermaine Johnson, and Mr. Trayvon Walker. Fourth quarter. My beloved Dallas Cowboys getting ready to drive for a touchdown, hopefully. Gary Hogenbaum is at the quarterback position. He goes out, comes on the center, play action. He throws a pass. And Dexter Manley, with that vertical, with the hands, athletic play, go back and look at it, still one of the greatest athletic plays in NFC playoff history. That's the ball up, and Darryl Grant gets it and takes it in the end zone, and the Redskins are to the Super Bowl, and they win the Super Bowl that year over the Washington Redskins, led by the great John Riggins. That's the play that a defensive end needs to make. And see, Dexter Manley's skill set, the instincts were off the charts. He was explosive. The lateral movement, A+. The tackling, A+. The aggressiveness, A+. The separation, A+. Bringing pain at the point of attack, A+. Because think about that playoff game that year. He knocked out Danny White. Knocked him unconscious in the NFC Championship game. The play strength, A+. The pass rushing ability, A+. The tenaciousness, the nastiness, the meanness. Dexter Manley was all that. I'm just so sorry that some of the things that demons took him from really his skill set in the National Football League. Because, man, if he could have just been focused and stayed on the level that his skill set was, Dexter Manley could have been maybe the best that ever played the position. I'm sorry. You might think I'm crazy, But go back and look at his early film, and then go look at his film at Oklahoma State. This is a guy that had a lot of problems academically. But just think if he would have woke up and not had those other problems, how great a defensive football player he could have been. The eyes of Texas, baby. And when I saw him at Oklahoma State in 1979 on that AstroTurf at Little Rock Memorial Stadium, I knew then that young man was going to be special at the next level. He won two Super Bowls. Ended up a Super Bowl champion. He's had some problems after the game. But today, Mr. Dexter Manley, I just want to say, I respect you. I love you. I admire you. You're one of the greatest defensive end football players with a skill set that I ever saw. And when it was on display, it was at another level. And Charles Mann should be very thankful to you, because you made his career very easy. Dale Green, you made his career very easy. Dale Green, another Texas boy, you made his career very easy. This guy was that thump. Dexter Manley was a football player. If you like my video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And to my producer, one more time, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. And to my platform, 100 Yards of Football, to all the people associated with it, thank you. Jeremiah Long, Bobby Butler, Ronnie Keebler, thank you. Dexter Manley, all I can think about when I hear your name, bad. Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town on the south side of Chicago. Dexter Manley was Leroy Brown, brother.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Thank you and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.